Some limit up action happening within the cattle complex. Add that, the talk of maybe a government reopening this week. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Tyler Zhao joins us now. He is with agmarket.net. As we look at the market trade, and I feel better after talking to you before we started this program. What's going on in this cattle complex to go limit up? I haven't seen a lot of data to talk about why.
There really hasn't. It came as somewhat of a surprise. You may recall after the markets closed on Friday, we got some news that Trump had decided it was time to go after the packing industry. Cattle prices had fallen, but box beef prices had not. And there was quite a bit of a scuttle all around the social media world and internet world, and a lot of people thinking maybe we'd see limit down on cattle today. It did open sharply lower. I tell you, probably the most impressive thing when I look at it, not only is feeder cattle limit up, November board at 335.65, the low on the day was 322.50. We've seen about a $13 range from low to high on this market, and the market obviously wants to go higher since we're locked at limit up in both feeders and fat cattle. And I'm not going to lie, I don't have a real great answer for you outside of the fact that, you know, we did a lot of damage over 2 weeks where we had a lot of fund money and speculative money leave that cattle market. Of course, we don't know the magnitude of it because we haven't got a commitment of traders report. And this might be them seeing an opportunity that they want to own the physical cattle again.
Do we see any influence, or how much influence you might see, Tyler, on the cash side of this as we move on this week?
You know, the one thing I would say, the feeder calf market, that all this rally, all spring, all summer, you know, there's several times the futures market wanted to break, and the cash market just continued to support it. Until the last few weeks, the futures market, the couple days where we were limit down, and you limit the cattle buyer's ability to manage risk in a limit down day, LRP suspended, you obviously can't sell the board. You can buy puts, but they're going to be considerably more expensive. The buyers tend to sit on their hands. And it felt like maybe the market figured out how to pull that cash down. It did significantly. We saw a very big drawback in the cash market. But over the last week, it's just stayed hot. And you know, it just goes back to the fundamental story, which everybody knows. We've been talking about it for 2+ years, is there just aren't a lot of cattle out there these days.
So it's also bleeding a little bit into what we see for the pork complex today.
Yeah, hogs are seeing a welcomed move higher. You know, hogs have been bleeding precipitously for a month and a half, just really struggling to find any ground. And so, yes, all proteins are up. You know, one other thing, this gets on the macro side of stuff, but if you look at a lot of different contracts, the S&P and the Dow futures are pushing higher today. You've got metals up strong. Silver's up over $2 an ounce. Gold up over $100 an ounce. I don't do a lot with Bitcoin. I'm told Bitcoin is up. There's just a significant amount of money flowing back into some of these markets that I think got shut off during the government shutdown. Some managed money and speculative positions that now maybe feel like it's more of a risk on type of marketplace where they're injecting some of that capital back into these different markets.
From a grain perspective, I mean, obviously we're waiting for the government to open. There's certain reports we still won't get, but we do get a WASD coming out on Friday.
Yeah, we get a delayed WASD. I think it was supposed to come out today. Comes out Friday now. It does feel like the government, you know, because they didn't have to give us a WASD, if you recall. That was the World Agricultural Outlook Board deciding they were going to. It does kind of feel like maybe they feel the need to show some adjustments. Hopefully by then the government is open by Friday and we'll get some accurate information. But we do know some of our customers have been called by the WASD to get their survey estimates. So we feel like the government wants to tell us something. Maybe it's on the size of the corn crop. Maybe it's something on exports. But we are going to get that data finally, which will be welcome because we, I don't want to say we've been shooting in the dark, but there's a reason we rely on those reports is because they give us some direction and some information.
Do you think, though, the markets from the overnight trade into today's day trade had some optimism that this might be coming to an end as we sit at day 41?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when we went to bed last night, the markets were a little bit depressed in at least the corn market and the wheat market at that time. As we've gone throughout the day, we've kind of got some of that same money flow coming back into the grain space of just some money that was sitting on the sidelines. And now maybe the market's starting to feel like, hey, there's a government opening coming. We're going to see it. And they're wanting to put that capital to work.
For you, what's the key you want to watch out for or keep an eye on as this market continues this week, first from a grain perspective?
Well, from the grains, you know, we want to keep an eye. I think the story is going to be soybeans, and is China buying soybeans or not? Are we going to see some shipments? You know, the export inspections came out today. There were no exports to China that showed up still, so they have not started making those cash purchases that they have apparently promised to make. So I think that's going to be what's the market's closely watching is, do we start to see some beans flow from the U.S. directly to China that maybe tell us that, that was the reason we've seen this rally. I think the other thing people are starting to pay attention to is, and I'm not sounding an alarm, it is early November, but it is drier than usual right now at this time in a few parts of Brazil, some areas that could use some rain there. So I think the market's paying attention to both of those. So I'm watching the price of soybeans and how it maneuvers over the next several trading days.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us today. That, of course, is the version of the Monday market wrap-up. Quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.